Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show, we jump around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham in our virtual green room right now. Hey, Justin, how is it in the green room?
Hey, it's great to be here as always. Very spacious.
Yeah, right. Carey breaking his leg. Wow, that had to be part of the conversation anyway in D.C. What happened there?
Well, apparently he was bike riding in France when he had this accident. This is something that has, put him on sort of the disabled list, I guess. And he actually traveled back to Boston today to receive some surgery on that. So the U.S. is insisting that this is not going to hinder the ongoing relations with Iran and the U.S. and the discussions over trying to reach a nuclear agreement. But nevertheless, it looks like Kerry's sort of a jet set schedule where he's been flying from country to country on a pretty frequent basis may be temporarily slowed down by this injury. But nevertheless, the U.S. is insisting this is not going to have any deep diplomatic consequences.
All right, there you go. No diplomatic compliments, deep ones anyway. So obviously the big story is the Patriot Act. Boom, it expires. What does that mean?
Well, that means that for the time being, the NSA is not able to essentially collect metadata in bulk. This is one of the several provisions that have expired. And what we have right now is a Senate who is going to be holding votes either tomorrow or Wednesday to vote on a House version of the Patriot Act that includes a number of reforms. This was initially opposed by Republican lawmakers, including Rand Paul, who had a series of filibusters against it. And this is sort of an acquiescence to the House on this one. What this means is that this is going to include language that would essentially prohibit the NSA from collecting metadata in bulk. It would require them to comply with a number of FISA orders in order to carry out this practice. And perhaps most notably, what this will do is it will allow the phone companies, or require them rather, to hold on to the metadata and only share it with the government if they are approached with a federal order, which is a pretty big step from having the government itself store all of our metadata for the bulk of the conversations we have.
Yeah, and they were talking about the, what was it called, the Freedom Act? That was what happened.
Correct.
Yeah, and why was the thought heading into Sunday that they would be able to get something passed, and then of course it didn't, it collapsed?
It's a very good question. There are a lot of people who are sort of scratching their heads right now, wondering what exactly McConnell was thinking by moving forward with this. Instead of requiring Congress to come back early from their vacation, he, of course, had a pretty rare Sunday vote. But even before that, we had heard that Rand Paul was going to do whatever he could to try to stop this from going forward. He had signaled that he was not going to move forward with any unanimous consent request. And last night, he, in fact, stopped the House version of the bill from moving forward for an immediate vote. And as a result of that, we now have to wait about 30 hours, under the new filibuster rules in order to bring this forward for a final vote. That's, of course, sort of a big deal. Not so much usually, but when you have these key expirations that are set to take place at midnight, this certainly, threw a monkey wrench in the process.
Yeah. You and I have talked about how many Republicans are running and the fact that in August they've got the first debate. They're limiting to 10 podiums, basically, or 10 people behind the podiums anyway for this debate. I know it sounds so funny, doesn't it? And I'm looking at the most recent poll, and Scott Walker suddenly surged. What's going on with Scott Walker? Then he's getting some juice.
Yeah, and Scott Walker has for a while now been considered to be sort of one of the key alternatives to Jeb Bush. He's somebody, of course, who has quite a bit of executive experience as the governor of Wisconsin, somebody who has so far remained relatively, to a certain extent, gas-free, has sort of maintained his support where it stands. He's been pushing forward in Iowa, trying to be sort of the alternative there, where it's sort of almost accepted at this point that Jeb Bush most likely isn't going to be winning in that state, considering he's not a traditional social conservative. He's been pushing very hard in New Hampshire, which is, you know, sort of Jeb Bush territory at its finest, since New Hampshire tends to go for the mainstream candidate. So he's certainly establishing himself as a viable alternative. One of the bigger ones right now, considering that Christie is sort of flailing and the attention that has previously been put on Marco Rubio is, you know, sort of escaping right now.
All right, last one. You know, I happen to notice this. Obviously, this is big in Yemen. You've got one of several Americans that are being held there that was released, and they've got a video of a female French hostage. He's okay. That's good news.
No, it is, but nevertheless, it shows that this is a pretty tenuous national security issue. Yemen, of course, has been on our radar for quite some time as sort of the new chapter of Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula takes off over there, and situations like these just sort of highlight that, despite all the attention that we've been paying to, ISIS and a lot of other sort of terror networks that have been taking off, this is still a very volatile region. One, in fact, that has been sort of the route for some foiled terror attacks, including one in 2009 initially going to be aimed at the president's inauguration that was ultimately stopped. So this is just further evidence that we can't really take our eye off the ball here in Yemen.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, we move from Justin to this coming up on America Tonight. Certainly some odds and ends. Also, our pal Stephen Kelly joins us with Financial Sense, free money guy, and really talking about our futures and looking at the way the banking system is run and seeing what's happening on Wall Street. Boy, oh boy, are you stuffing money under your mattress? Stephen Kelly can tell you a way to rest easy at night through the annuity way. And a lot of people don't realize about annuities, but he certainly has the skinny on that. You'll feel his frustration with the lack of understanding of annuities coming up in our third segment for this hour of America Tonight. In the meantime, one thing that's been pretty interesting is because, you know, we're past Memorial Day. A lot of kids are getting out of school. And that means vacations for some. That means jumping on planes for some of these families. And they're saying that airlines are trying to really save time by speeding up part of the boarding process that creates a lot of these delays before the planes even take off, right? Delta is going to preload carry-on bags above passenger seats on some flights. Southwest wants to get families seated together more quickly. Can you imagine? This is the deal. You get a free meal when we time you. If you can get down to the airway, jump on the plane, and sit down in a minute and a half. So that's what they're doing. They're tinkering with different ways to do that. They are timing people. They're trying to figure out how can they get people in their seats faster. What will it take? Well, here's the thing. Collecting the baggage ahead of time and putting it above you, that could be, I don't know. I think that could be confusing. I mean, Delta's calling it early valet service. And they're going to offer to have airline employees take carry-on bags at the gate, put them in the bins above the assigned seats. They want to see if their workers can load the bins faster than the passengers. So they're doing it in Atlanta, New York, L.A., Detroit, Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, and Seattle. Are you kidding with the way people have stuffed their things in there? I think some of those bags are so heavy. Oh, it'll be a nightmare. I don't see how it's going to save any time. Call me crazy. Odds and ends on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Come away with me in the night. Coming up, Stephen Kelly, and by the way, pay attention because we're giving away a copy of his book. Come away. You'll find out how at the tail end of our chat with SK. Before we get there, the world is buzzing over Dennis Hastert. Why, oh why, is he being arraigned? Well, the mystery surrounding it is what's so insane. I mean, we're starting to get the gist of what could have happened, but the former Speaker of the House is going to be in the federal courthouse in Chicago. I guess they pushed it to Thursday. And he's going to be arraigned on charges. He agreed to pay that whopping $3.5 million. Who do you pay $3.5 million to? And what could you have done that you need them to shut their trap? I like how they say it, too. It's a long-time acquaintance to cover up wrongdoing in the past. And, of course, the fatal sin was lying to the FBI. So he's going to have this arraignment, and we'll see what happens. What's going to happen to Hastert? Will he be released on his own recognizance? I'm sure he will after he enters a plea on Thursday. He was charged with one count of evading currency reporting requirements and making a false statement to the FBI. So he could do some prison time. That's what Martha Stewart did. He'll go to prison if they can nail him for that. This indictment is crazy. And he started doing the payoffs, $1.7 million in 2010. For what? To compensate and conceal his misconduct? What is the misconduct? See, and this is the part that takes your breath away, right? He lived in Yorkville. Hastert worked as a high school, this individual that was getting the money. He worked as a high school teacher and wrestling coach from 1965 to 1981. That's a long time. So what's the relationship? What the law enforcement people are starting to leak out is that he was paying off a man to conceal sexual abuse from the time he taught and coached at Yorkville High School. Whoa. So think about that. He's a heartbeat away from the presidency when he's the Speaker of the House. But all this time as a teacher and wrestling coach, there's accusations flying around that there was some sexual abuse of players. Whoa. All the details, we don't know. We don't know. But is it just this one student? Is it another student? Because they say there was a second person who raised similar allegations of abuse. So why would he pay him if there wasn't something there? Why would he pay him? And the answer is, you and I both know, he wouldn't, not that kind of money. You're not going to pay that kind of money. So I don't want to convict the man before we have the details and he gets his day in court. But let's just say it's not looking good. And you go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then he goes on to this huge political career. Wow. And what's also shocking is nobody, as he was rising through the ranks, nobody said anything. Nobody stepped forward. Nobody tried to grab money out of his pockets then. Maybe they did, and we just didn't know about it, and it was a tiny amount. Wow. And from the wacky, wacky world of weed, this might be the strangest thing. You know when you're filling out your IRS forms? Oh, yeah, you know, your tax forms. And you go through the write-off section, and you have legitimate write-offs, but then you're afraid to put them down because people say, oh, no, you can't write that off anymore. It's a red flag. Here's the 10 red flags. You can't write off television watching. Apparently, there's a church that the main thing they worship is marijuana. And the marijuana church has been given a tax exemption. That's pretty sweet. Yep, an Indianapolis marijuana smoking church. Bill Levin, founder of the first Church of Cannabis. I didn't make this up, I swear. In Indy, was notified of the approval last week. It allows donors to deduct contributions on their taxes. They can deduct from their taxes? Oh, how crazy is that? I guess 600 members have paid amounts ranging from a couple of bucks to $1,000 to join the church. And this whole fundraising thing has been conducted partially on GoFundMe. The church has raised over $10,000. The church's first service is July 1st. That's the day the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act goes into effect. So see, you get the correlation here, right? The members of the church are called cannabitarians. They believe in using the drug on a daily basis as a sacrament. Levin said, look, he started the church to test the application of the new law. The Secretary of State has already officially recognized the church as a religious nonprofit corporation, according to people in the state. Cannabitarians, you can write off your donations, but they got $10,000, and they think they're even going to get more. Oh, man. It's crazy. How about proving the point that how many of those people had their non-exempt status denied, Lois Lerner? Oh, the emails. I think we found the emails. They were in the basement of the IRS. Yeah, we forgot that we left our hard drive there. Seriously, you cannot make this stuff up. You can't. Cannabitarians. I think that might be the funniest word I think I've ever heard. What church do you go to? The Church of the Cannabis. But I guess there's nothing they could do, figuring, we're caught in the crosshairs, baby. We gotta say yes to this. We gotta do this because of everything that's happened before. Because of all of the headlines and the hits that we're taking, we're gonna have to live with it for now. I guess figuring, okay, who's gonna step forward and try to challenge us and make fun of our law? Who's gonna do that? And the answer is there were a lot of people. There were a lot of people that were willing to do that. And speaking of being busted, this is the craziest. You know this whole FIFA scandal? Have money, we'll take bribe. This indicted ex-FIFA official, Jack Warner, I guess didn't realize The Onion was a fake news source. He quoted The Onion in an attempt to an article, which is, of course, of satirical, The Onion, in an attempt to kind of counter those criminal charges against him. And he's the former VP and a member of Parliament, by the way, in Trinidad and Tobago. He was one of the people busted up in that hotel room last week, which led to the investigation into world football. He was released on bail, but he's got an extradition request from the U.S., in a video statement he posted Sunday to his website and social media, he had a copy of a bogus news report by The Onion, and he launched into an attack about this U.S. Justice Department investigation and into this whole bribe-taking and racketeering of the FIFA governing body. Because the false news report said FIFA frantically announces 2015 Summer World Cup in the United States, jokingly suggesting that they had created an alternative tournament to appease U.S. officials. So Warner, in holding up The Onion, accused the U.S. of double standards for agreeing to host this fictional tournament in cooperation with an organization it accused of corruption. And this is exactly what he said. If FIFA is so bad, why is the U.S. wants to keep the FIFA World Cup? If FIFA is so bad, he pointed to a printout he had of the report. Sometimes it's good to check with others when you don't know the language so well. I mean, he went on and on and on and on. The blunder was just ripped apart in the 140-character world, as it should be. Duh. Losing. Coming up next, Stephen Kelly. So you can win a copy of his book. Pay attention to the tail end of the segment and throughout the segment. See you in a few.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. Good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comforting crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Each and every week we talk with our pal Stephen Kelly, free money guy, awesome information. And, you know, he deals with so many people and shares that information with us, talks about different things that he sees, whether it's couples or individuals or businesses or whatever it might be. And so many of us in a kind of a denial state, we talked about that the very first time we ever had Stephen on, that why is it that financially nobody is, and a lot of times, truthful to themselves about what's really happening. Stephen, thanks, as always, for popping on with us.
Oh, it's a delight, Kate. It really is. You know, it's interesting what you just said about not being truthful to yourself, because that's really what it is. When people do this, I just got off the phone today with somebody that I've been working with for really quite a while. We've had 6 or 8 meetings. And he just made a decision he was going to go another way, and it was because he just couldn't wrap his arms around this idea that the things that we were talking about for him had guarantees to him. He just was convinced. He was convinced from the beginning that they could not be guaranteed. And so he was going to find a way to really interrupt the process, and I could tell this going through. I tried my best to get him reoriented to the way these things actually work. And he's convinced that there's got to be a catch. It's too good to be true, and it's never going to work. And you know what? We get that because we're sort of trained to think that way by the world at large, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just kind of stuck in this today because it was so disappointing. We had such a good plan. We had a way of providing him really twice the amount of income they thought they were going to get when they first came into my office. And he just, you know, we were using A-rated companies, doing all the stuff right, and he just couldn't believe that it was a guarantee. And he thought I was trying somehow to fool him into doing something, and so he's staying in the market. Well, what's happening in the market? What's happened in the market over the last 15 years? Twice we've seen the market go down by 40% within a 15-year period of time. So this is what gets me. I don't understand this, Kate. Here we have a...
I don't either.
And I'm talking about, I guess I really hadn't introduced the concept yet. He and I were working with some income annuities. Income annuities are the things that every pension plan in the country, every private pension plan, every school district, every municipal pension plan, every government pension plan, every lottery uses these things for structured payouts. It's just the best way to do it. And so this is what we were trying to set up for him because he was concerned that he didn't have a pension. And he was concerned that he didn't have a pension, that he wasn't going to have a steady income rate, and they're underfunded. He's got about $450,000 between him and his wife to fund their retirement. And so we had put together this plan that showed him a way he could get about a 6.5% payout from his money for the rest of his life, guaranteed. And it was going to be enough. It was going to be enough to cover his expenses for the rest of his life with a 3% inflation and a couple of other things built into it. And today he just called me up and he says, this is too complicated. It's not safe enough. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. And he's right now he's in all these growth funds, terribly exposed, and taking a chance that he could lose a third, a half, two-thirds of his money over the next however long it takes, and giving up the possibility for a safe, guaranteed income stream for the rest of his life. And I just,
wow.
It's just beyond me. There are times when I'm doing this job, and I just think, you know, it's just bizarre how people think. So anyway.
Do you think, Stephen, do you think it's because we it goes to the financial things that have happened to people in the past. You've said this. It's as though people are mesmerized by what Wall Street has to offer, and they're not really realizing it, even though you're showing them the number. And you said it. I mean, what have we seen in the past 15 years? We are at the craps table.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was talking to a fella this week who's one of my larger clients. He sold a business about 6 or 7 years ago for $15 million. And he put about $9 million with us, and I really didn't think he was going to do that much. But I asked him, you know, I said, why don't you put some of this in the market? And he said, you know, if I wanted to gamble that much, I'd expect somebody to send a private jet for me. And I guess that kind
no
of
kidding.
Doesn't it? You know, he wanted a safe rate of return, and what we've been able to do for him is get him 5.5-6% for the past 5 years with absolutely no risk. And that's what you need to be looking for when you are either approaching or getting into retirement. We move from a place in our lives where accumulation was the important thing and is now no longer what we want to do. Now what we want to do is preservation. We want to preserve the wealth that we've created so that it can carry us through the rest of our lives, because we're going to be drawing from this pool of money. And if we're drawing from a pool of money that has ups and downs, well, when it's going down, you're increasing your burn rate. And this is why Wall Street tells us you can only take 3-4% a year out of your money, even though they claim to be generating 8-10% rates of return. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's just a disconnect here, and then people get this in their head and they just can't find their way through it. But of course, that's our job is to try and guide them through that. But you know, I get a guy like this, and I just feel like a total failure. I just feel like, what did I do wrong?
Well, I think it's what people have in their brain. And you know, you say it all the time. It goes back to what we're mentioning about how we have that set in our brain and also not wanting to really understand and grasp sometimes what's happening financially. And there you go. It sounds too good to be true, which is so crazy, because if you tell me and we sit down and I can make double, are you kidding me? With what I see happen in the market, there's just no way. I mean, that's invaluable information. And from the time you first started coming on the show, I think that's where it really clicks in for a lot of people. So it's very, very surprising. But because of, I think, how people are trained to think in their brain, I understand it, but it's ridiculous.
It really is. And, you know, you can show people numbers until you're blue in the face. And I did. Ed, how much do you think you can get out of your stock assets? Oh, 3-4%. Okay. So how much do you think they'll grow over the next 10 years? Oh, I don't know, 4-5%. So we do the math, and we see that he's gonna pull out of $100,000, maybe at that point in time, maybe $8,000 a year. Whereas we just put it away safely, and we can get $12,000 to $15,000 a year out of the same thing. But you just have this issue that you don't believe what is being told to you. And we have good reason not to believe it, because we've been told so many lies for so long. And when you find something like this, it really is safe. And it really is good. It becomes very, very difficult to believe. So I just would, urge your listeners to go out, find an honest broker, an honest advisor. Look into some safe money instruments. Annuities are the best things for retirement. And you know, just stop worrying about it, because you can make that happen.
I love it. Annuities. FreeMoneyGuys.com, of course, go there. And what's the phone number again, Stephen?
It's 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, and they can reach us at FreeMoneyGuys.com.
All right, and if you call me right now, you get a free copy of Stephen's book. Woohoo! We're going to talk about it too. 85. Yeah, it's good. It's a good book. I read it, like, it took me no time at all over breakfast. It was awesome.
Well, great. Well, it's a thin little book, but I guess that's good.
But packed with info. Yes, we don't have a big attention span. It's awesome. We're going to talk about that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. We'll talk again soon. Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah.
good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Tonight. So, hail to the chief. How many Republicans want to hear that song? The answer is there is no end in sight to the amount of Republicans who want to become president. Oh, yes, it's true. There's going to be a debate in August. They're limiting the amount of Republicans, meaning, hey, we only have so many podiums we're going to put up, and that's 10. So 10 of you will somehow get to be chosen to represent. If you draw the short straw, oh, you're out of luck. Seriously, the idea is, well, somehow you got to narrow the field. What is it that they had to do to narrow the field? And the answer is, it's going to be the criteria, I think, is going to be based on polling, which totally makes sense. Because what would be the fair way to do that? The answer is there is no fair way other than, I guess, the polls. So for everybody who poo-poos the polls will really matter. If they don't show up in the polls, they're not going to get the podium. And everybody wants that face time. Everybody wants the air time. Because no matter what, even Democrats who say they're not watching, they're watching. People are watching. It's like the gladiators getting in the ring. You can't help it. If you're a political junkie, if you're mildly interested even, you're involved. Lindsey Graham jumps into the presidential race and officially became the 9th Republican, remember? Remember when he talked about it and then talked about it again and talked about it again? It's all official-like, and it's not a shock because this was coming. This was coming that he was going to be, that he was going to jump in. How about that? The longtime South Carolina senator. And he jumped right into it, slamming Obama, saying, I'm running for the president of the United States. I want to be president to defeat the enemies that are trying to kill us, not to just penalize them or criticize them or contain them, but defeat them. He says the president's policies for fighting terror are ridiculous. Radical Islam is running wild, and it's the biggest threat that remains besides Iran's nuclear ambitions. So he's going to be pretty clear about how he feels, and that's not a shocker. But he's going to have to battle it out for votes, for money. It's a crowded field. It's going to be a chaotic debate season. How do you cap the number of candidates? How do you keep the format manageable? Right now, it's just like I said, the national polls are going to be used to determine which candidates are invited to the primary debates. And that starts in the summer. He is blunt. He could be rewarded for that. He's going to have to hit the campaign trail hard. I mean, South Carolina holds the first in the South primary, and that could help him. Listen, he's a 3-term senator, an Air Force lawyer, retiring from military service at the rank of colonel. He turns 60 this summer. So, I don't know. He's got, he's definitely has some leverage in a sense, or some people that are behind him. And I think he is going to be pretty clear from the get-go, and as he is, about how he lays things out. A February poll that was done by the Pew Research Center found 63% of adults back some kind of military action against ISIS, compared to 30 who disapproved. When asked about ground troops, support dumped to 47%, with 49 opposed. And he's pretty hawkish compared to Rand Paul, for sure. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he'd take the fight to them before they take the fight to us. This is talking about ISIS. Governor Chris Christie said in a recent speech in Georgia, we should work with our allies that want to stand against ISIS, helping them with weapons, equipment, and training for the long fight. So everybody's addressing the whole ISIS thing. Florida Senator Marco Rubio wrote something in the Washington Post over the weekend and said the U.S. should increase the number of American troops in Iraq, but didn't say how many ought to be deployed. I don't know, maybe he will surprise a few people and have a crack at this. But I think Walker ahead in the polls already. I don't know. Clearly, there are a lot of choices. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Is it better to have a lot of choices? You know, it's like when you open the Fridays menu and you went in and you said in your head, oh, I just want a burger. I just want to be bad today. I want a burger and fries. I don't care how many calories. I don't care that it's fat that goes right to my legs and my midsection or whatever. Today, I'm not counting them. And then you get the menu, and it's so heavy it falls out of your arms. I said this before, and I stand by this. I think the initial amount of candidates in the beginning is fine. It's just if it drags all the way through, because there's going to be people watching, and that's not such a bad thing. I don't think that's an awful thing. As you get further into this, then it becomes a distraction. Then it would become chaotic. Then it would become ridiculous. And then it would make the Republicans look like they have no idea, can't make up their mind. But it's a process. Got to go through that process. I'm going to leave you with this one because so often we talk about the plight of business and small business and being an entrepreneur. And this happened to catch my eye. I didn't even realize it. I knew it was happening, but Connecticut businesses, you know, the governor, Daniel Malloy, promised a long time ago when he was running to keep the books balanced with spending cuts. Now he's saying yes to $2 billion in a tax increase. So this new budget that was passed by the Dems is going to raise the top tax bracket to 6.99% from 6.7%. It's going to slap new taxes on businesses, and it's going to kill the plans to cut the state sales tax. He says, Malloy says, it helps us build a better Connecticut for the long term. And you got to add this at the end of it. He says, making our state an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family. Yeah, except for if you want to be taxed out the yang. The new budget also kills a plan to reduce the state sales tax, as I mentioned in October, from 6.35% to 5.85%, which that's big. And they're going to have to now fork over people who live there $1.8 billion more in taxes next year. But they say they want it to close a two-year deficit. They've got a $2.5 billion deficit, and that's why that's happening. I like the headlines I saw everywhere in all the Connecticut papers. A sad day for Connecticut. A sad day. It is a sad day. It's a sad day because of the promises. Until I can't keep those promises anymore. And that's what happened. That's what happened. He got caught in the ultimate conundrum. I said one thing. I got elected. I was going to stick to it. And then I saw the deficit. And now I've got Democrats behind me. So let's just go for it. Let's just do it. Well, and the people are going to get strangled by the various ways they're being taxed. Or at least my prediction is even some of the smaller people. You know what that means next time around for election day? Read my lips. The biggest blunder Bush 1 ever made. Read my lips. Malloy didn't say that, but he did promise not to raise those taxes. And they're going up, 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 and away. We are, too. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.